I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to our Small Business Under Siege special. Small Business Under Siege special. That's actually more difficult to say than you actually think so, but look, I'm a seasoned professional. I've been doing television for 9 months now, so you leave the language to me. You just sit back and enjoy. And if it looks like I'm kind of smiling, kind of smirking, it's because, well, I'm about to dump a truckload of horrible news on you. And we might as well laugh while we do it, right? I mean, what smiling face could you put on this kind of destruction? There's nothing else you can say. We have a report out today. 100,000 businesses. 100,000 small businesses are already gone for good. Gone for good. Now, before we get into everything, what Steve Mnuchin said, what the regular people were saying, what this poor barbershop owner, all these people, I want you to understand how this happened briefly. This happened, a virus broke out in China. We knew there was a virus in China. All of a sudden, we start getting word that this is a bad virus in China. We watched how China responded to it, welding people in their apartments. And of course, we as Americans don't want to respond how China responds, right? But then the virus hit Italy. You remember the virus hitting Italy? You remember all those horrible videos? And half the videos turned out to be hoaxes. But you remember the horrible videos? Oh my gosh, they're dying in the hallways. They're chucking grandma out the window. Ah! And then we had one or two infectious disease experts who got on TV and said, hey, probably looking at 2 million dead Americans, sorry. And everybody hit the panic button. And there were very, very few of us. I'm happy to be one of them, but what good does that do any of us now? There were very, very few of us in the beginning who stood up and said, whoa, no, let's hold up on this here. You don't stop an economy. But by that point in time, people were so scared. And momentum is such a powerful thing that it couldn't be stopped, that it wouldn't have mattered if there were 1,000 me's, which let's be honest, there's never gonna be another one, but it wouldn't have mattered if there were 1,000 me's with this platform saying, no, nope, that's a bad idea. That freight train was a rolling. And now that the panic train is rolling full speed, people are trying to slow it down. The president himself is trying to slow it down. I'm gonna show you Steve Mnuchin here in a second, trying to slow it down, but how do you get that genie back in the lamp? How do you get the toothpaste back in the tube? I don't have any more analogies, otherwise I'd bring those up right now. It's hard. Now the public thinks they're gonna die if they leave their house. They think grandma's gonna die. And even though those numbers are going down and people are looking at the economic destruction and saying, okay, we gotta get back to work, you still have so many people who are committed mentally. Once you commit yourself mentally, it's hard to break out of that, and they think they're gonna kill grandma. When you add in the political factor too, that these leftist governors and mayors in these leftist areas where they're going to get reelected or don't care about getting reelected, what incentive do they have to open their economies back up? They're all still collecting a paycheck. They can sit and keep their economies closed forever, act like they're playing it safe, saving lives, while at the same time screwing the greatest thing Donald Trump had going for him to get reelected, and that's the economy. To his credit now, Trump and his administration seems to realize this, that we got to get going again, like now. Here's Steve Mnuchin.
If we do this carefully, working with the governors, I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about what would be permanent economic damage to the American public.
Yeah. And again, I'm going to try to stop saying this, but I told you so. I've been screaming this at everybody. This is not, there was this way of thinking that I never understood from some really, really, really smart people that, well, it's just going to pause. What we're going to do is we're just going to go pauses. We'll pause the economy, and then as soon as we're ready to start again, we'll unpause. What kind of idiocy is that? Do you people have no idea how a business actually functions? There's no pause and unpause. There is stopping your economy, which will ultimately destroy lives and businesses permanently, or there's letting it roll, letting it adjust to a pandemic, how it moves here, how it moves there. Look, I hate all these brains out there. I'm the one speaking some sanity along with Barstool's President Dave Portnoy.
And what about people who own businesses and economies and shit like that? You can't stay closed indefinitely. Imagine working for like a year, 5 years, 10 years, 2 decades, grinding your fingers to the bone to build the business. Barstool, thank God, will be all right. I'm talking about other businesses. People have jobs who've worked their whole f***ing lives off to put food on the table, create a happy living. They're just going to go out of business. They're going to wake up whenever this thing ends, whenever the mayors say, oh, you can go back to work. Work to what? Your company's going to be out of business. The economy's going to be in the There's going to be no jobs. How the f*** are you going to pay for your family, put food on the table, all that
Look, even with all the beeps, tell me where he's wrong. He's not wrong. And this is happening now. This is happening right now in America. This is what drove me crazy from the beginning. Everyone acted like, wow. I mean, all those closures, that's down the road. Let's just get a handle on things. No. The second you point at a business and say, close your doors, the clock is ticking. And for some businesses, that was immediate because businesses operate seasonally as well. You have businesses and you think to yourself, well, they're open 12 months a year. I'm sure they make $5,000 in May, $5,000 in June, $5,000, you know, that's not how it works. There are so many businesses in the United States of America that make virtually all their money in a 2 or 3 month span. We have the tattoo parlor guy coming on tonight. Wait till you hear what he has to say about tattoo shops and why they make all their money in a short-term span. You'll hear about that. It's shocking. It's shocking not that that's the situation. It's shocking that all the decision makers in this country didn't know that. How do I know that? And they don't know that. There's no reason for that unless it's willful ignorance or fear. Let's be honest. A lot of this comes from fear. Panic here and panic there and oh my gosh, and what's happening? And well, you know what? Just close everything down. What? That's something a child would say. And look at what we're doing. A guy opens a bar in Odessa. Look at this. They send the freaking MRAP out there with the SWAT team. That's an anti-mine vehicle that we used in Iraq. We sent that to a guy's dive bar in Odessa, Texas for serving beers. What are we doing in this country? I can't just... And gym owners, here's one in Oceanside. Enjoy this.
It's a very daunting and scary situation to see your gym and your dream being taken away from you when you didn't do anything wrong. I feel pretty confident with healthy people coming to the gym that aren't high risk. The sanitation measures we've taken and the social distancing, that we'll be just as safe as any other essential business. I'm not doing this to make a political statement. I never did. I did this to open my business, to feed my family.
Oh, well, no big deal. Of course they should cuff the guy. They did give him a warning. Where, after all, where does this dastardly criminal get off opening up his business and trying to pay his bills? I bet you that guy even wants to feed his family. What a jerk. And then you have this guy who owns the music store in Michigan having his life ripped apart. Watch this.
It's not just the closing of a stupid store. It's the closing of a dream.
There was only $32,800 granted for Barry County in total. Of that $32,800, five businesses were the recipient of that money. I don't want a stupid handout from the government. I want my hands untied so I can work.
And look, I'm seeing a lot of things, and let me stop this right now. I'm seeing a lot of things, a lot of headlines out there, a lot of news stories that say these jobs are due to a coronavirus. These businesses are closing because of coronavirus. This is happening because of coronavirus. All these people out of work because of coronavirus. There's depression because of coronavirus. Let me stop you right there. No, 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 no. The coronavirus is China's fault. The coronavirus came from China. Our response to coronavirus is our fault. This is not about the coronavirus. This is our response to the coronavirus. And I'm sick and tired of all these politicians in this country and the pundits who enabled them pass the buck. I'm sick of watching them pass the buck like that every single day now. Well, nothing we can do. It was China. Don't you even try that with me. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We have a great special for you tonight. And when we're done with this special, maybe you're going to lay down in your bed tonight and say to yourself, man, Jesse was awesome. I need to go to sleep now. But boy, I'm laying here and I can't stop thinking about Jesse. I just have these Jesse thoughts racing through my brain. And who could blame you if that was the case? However, you do need sleep eventually. And that is why you need an Ebb Sleep. It is a wearable, drug-free solution. You put it on your head. It provides precise, continuous cooling to your forehead area, which calms all those thoughts down, be they Jesse thoughts or not. Puts you asleep, keeps you asleep. Go to tryeb.com/Jesse. That's tryeb.com/Jesse. Use the promo code Jesse. Give yourself $25 off. See ya. I have people email me all the time. Jesse, why does everyone in Washington suck? Why do all the congressmen suck? Why do all the politicians suck? And sadly, I have to write them back, and instead of agreeing with them, I have to tell them, no, they don't all suck. It's just 99% of them that suck. There are some who are actually there brawling for you every single day, and one of them is my next guest. He is Congressman Chip Roy of the great state of Texas. Congressman, before we get going on everything else, I see you're trying to copy my beard.
Yeah, I can't grow any hair on my head, so I go ahead and just try to get a little bit of my face to make up for it. So, I'm in Washington, D.C. It shows you how dense I am. I'm up here instead of being back home in the great state of Texas, but someone's got to be up here to try to smack some heads around.
You go smack some heads around up there. I'll be enjoying Tex-Mex back here. Now, you have been actually loudly screaming from the rooftops, we cannot crush this economy like this. I understand publicly what we're all seeing. Everyone sees that. Privately, have you had anybody in our party or even Democrats tell you, hey, man, I agree, this is nuts?
Well, let me say two parties, right? The people that I talk to in the district I represent, they're definitely feeling it and telling me every single day that 53,000 employees and 2,300 restaurants that I represent, for example, getting absolutely hammered by virtue of being shut down. Because as you point out regularly, what do you think is going to happen when you shut down the greatest economy in the history of mankind? What do you think is going to happen when that freight train comes to a screeching halt? We're going to have widespread decimated lives, decimated businesses. And I get those calls all the time. In Washington, people are feeling it somewhat. I'll tell you, my colleagues in the House Freedom Caucus, They're pretty fired up about it. We literally just ended a phone call with the White House Legislative Affairs in which I expressed my strong discontent with what I was hearing out of Dr. Fauci yesterday, continuing this fear campaign that he's been on, which is stifling economic activity. We need to restore confidence to the American people to go back and recognize that half of the deaths are occurring in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, that the vast majority of people age 0 to 65 could be right back in the saddle tomorrow, and we wouldn't have any significant impact, and we'd be able to have economic growth and jobs instead of 40 million people that we're almost having unemployed right now.
Now, you actually have a bill. Talk about it.
Well, one of the things that we passed in our congressional infinite wisdom a few months ago, and that $2 trillion and then a subsequent half a trillion, had something called the PPP in it. Now, that was the one provision that I thought actually had some merit, because I view this like a government taking. I view this like eminent domain. The governments are stepping in, state, local, and federal, prohibiting Americans from working. So, yeah, we owe them the a few dollars to be able to try to get over the hump.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems, because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.